The first reading, I think it's one of the most tender readings that we have in the Old Testament. God's love compared to the love of a mother for her child. But there's other very tender readings also in the Old Testament. There's one where God's love is compared to a father caring for his little child. Many places in the Old Testament, God's love is compared to the love of a husband for his wife, or for a young man about to marry a young woman. And then there's Psalm 23, which speaks about God as shepherd and we as sheep. Those images of tenderness and love try to convey to us that our God is truly a God who loves us. And how important it is that you and I can begin to believe in the reality of that love. Not just that God loves us in general, but we have to come to believe that God loves us each and every one. I think it was Catherine of Siena who said, God loves each of us as if we were the only one. Now, we can't quite figure that out. And yet God, in his greatness, has that power to love each and every one of us in our uniqueness. If we don't believe in the reality of God's love for us, it's going to be very hard to live out the gospel passage that we heard this morning. Because that gospel passage is calling us to deep trust. Trust like the birds of the air, like the flowers of the field. It's calling us to trust that God will care for us. And that trust can come very hard for us to have. We easily doubt God's loving care for us. And when we begin to doubt it, we then suddenly have to take on ourselves the responsibility of caring for ourselves totally. And then we get caught up in the material things of this world. That gospel reading has an interesting thing in it that had never occurred to me. Jesus is talking about serving two masters. He says, you will hate one and love the other, be devoted to one, despise the other. But then notice where he goes. You cannot serve both God and mammon. What is mammon? Mammon is merely it comes from an Aramaic word which meant wealth, possessions. But the interesting thing is, he makes mammon into something we serve. Compares it to God. We serve God, we serve mammon. But isn't our wealth meant to serve us? You know, the things we possess, They're for us. You know, our food is for us. Our clothing is for us. The homes we live in are for us. And yet Jesus suddenly turns that around and has us serving them. See, that's what happens when we get too focused on those material things. And I think we've all had that experience in our lives, where suddenly the things we possess us. And we spend our lives serving them rather than those things serving us. You know, we spend all of our time hoarding and protecting and guarding the stuff we have. You know, I know that experience every time I buy a new car. You know, suddenly it doesn't serve me, but I'm so worried about it. Or, you know, remember the first laptop computer I bought? I couldn't even be at peace because somebody was going to get it. We begin to serve the things we own rather than allowing them to serve us. And that's because we don't trust. I'm not saying somebody might not come along and take my computer. They might. But, you know, my life won't end. God won't cease caring for me. God won't cease loving me. And that is the message I think Jesus has for us today. It's not that he's saying to us, those things aren't important. Right at the end it says, God knows you need all that stuff. You know, we got to eat, we got to drink, we got to be protected from the cold and the sun. Got to have clothes to wear. But what does Jesus say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. What do we put first in our lives? That's the question. What is first? How do we know what's first? Well, probably by looking at our time. Where do we spend our time? Are we too busy to pray? Are we too busy to nourish our faith? Do we always find something else to do rather than work on that relationship with God? Then probably God is not first. What do we do with our money? Is it focused always on getting more and more? Then probably God is not first. If God is not first in our lives, then our lives become out of balance. We're putting what is second and third and fourth and fifth in front of God. And then God kind of falls back. And we begin to serve those very things that were meant to serve us. And if God is not first in our life, then we really don't know what our lives are about. Because in the end, they're not about how much we acquire. That will all go away. What they're about is entering into a relationship with God now and preparing for a relationship that will last forever. If God is first, we are focused on that. If God is not first, we are focused on the things that will never last, the things that will abandon us, the things that we will lose. Going back to the beginning, do we believe Do we believe absolutely in the love God has for us? Do we believe that God will never abandon us?